Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my students and I bring you content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm joined by James, Esther, and a few other student guests. Let me start with this question first. What if the smartest person in your class wasn't a person at all? Not a student, and not even the teacher. Well, for millions of students right now, and teachers, that's not science fiction, it's actually reality. Artificial intelligence is no longer just a concept. It's a constant companion in the classroom, and its power is growing at an incredible speed. I saw this firsthand just the other day in one of my technology classes here at school. I wanted to demonstrate what some of these tools can actually do. I gave an AI a simple prompt, create a one-page responsive website template using only HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. In less than a minute, literally, it generated the entire block of code. We tested it through a browser and it worked perfectly. That moment was quite amazing in class. The students were quite amazed, actually. But it also raises a massive question. These tools promise a revolutionary future for learning and work. But are they actually helping us learn and think critically? Or are they quietly making us more dependent? Before we can look at that question, let's get our quote of the day and get some headline news.
Our quote of the day comes from Elon Musk. He's quoted to have said, AI will be the best or worst thing ever for humanity. This quote reflects the fundamental duality of AI. On one hand, AI could potentially solve some of the most pressing problems the world has at the moment, such as curing diseases, technological advancements, and other relevant topics. However, it could also surpass human intelligence and become uncontrollable, which will ultimately lead to catastrophic consequences. Elon highlights the risks that come with AI, specifically a superintelligence that, without proper ethical framework, could cause harm to humanity. And that's our quote of the day. Now on to some headline news.
Thank you, James, for our quote of the day. Our first story comes from the United Kingdom. A recent article in The Guardian says that almost 7,000 college students in the UK were caught using AI tools like ChatGPT to cheat last year. The number is way higher than in previous years, and experts think it's just the beginning. Many schools don't even have the technology yet to fully catch AI use. This is raising big questions about how schools should test students in the future, and whether traditional exams and essays might need to change. Our next story takes us to Louisiana. According to We Are With New Orleans, an AI program called Amira is helping kids learn how to read. It listens while students read out loud and gives them real-time coaching. The cool part is that it also speaks Spanish, which makes it really helpful for kids who are learning English as their second language. Louisiana has put over $3 million into expanding the program, which means about 100,000 more students will get access to it over the next 2 years. And finally, we head to South Korea. The Korea Herald reports that the government there is ending its AI digital textbook program. The project was really expensive, about $380 million, but not very popular. Only about 30% of schools actually use the digital textbooks, and many parents and teachers weren't happy with them. Now the government has to wind down the program, leaving schools and publishers wondering what comes next. And those are your headlines for today. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for the quote and the headline news. In this first segment, we'll be diving into something that's on everyone's mind right now, artificial intelligence in education. We've all seen how quickly AI is changing the world, and it's making its way into schools too. The big question we're asking is, How do we make sure students get smarter, not dumber, while AI keeps getting smarter and more powerful?
Personally, we can all be quite lazy with how we utilize AI. But to delve deeper into this, we're looking at a couple of real-life case studies. One from the UK, where students are experimenting with AI to help teachers, and one from South Korea, where AI tutors are already part of the classroom experience.
Yeah, these two are very different approaches, but they both show how AI is reshaping learning. Let's start with the UK.
So our first case study is from the United Kingdom, the UK. So in the UK, schools have been testing AI systems that help teachers with planning lessons and grading assignments. The government has even invested in AI tools that can mark writing tasks, give feedback, and free up a teacher's time. The idea is that if teachers spend less time grading papers, they can spend more time teaching and supporting students.
Wow, even teachers are into using AI now? Jokes aside, this will help teachers get more time, so students get more personal attention. But there's always two sides of a coin. Some teachers worry that AI feedback isn't always accurate. Imagine if an AI says your essay is average when you've actually written something creative that doesn't fit the AI's criteria.
Exactly. It's efficient, but is it fair? That's one risk. If students rely too much on AI feedback, they might stop thinking critically about their own work.
As a student, I can see both sides. If AI gives fast feedback, that helps me improve quickly, but I'd still want my teacher to look at my work and see my unique ideas, not just what an algorithm says.
Yeah, same here. Also, if AI does too much of a teacher's job, I think students might start depending on it too much. Like, why even put effort into writing when AI can correct everything?
Those are good points. So in the UK, the benefit is efficiency, saving time for teachers. But the risk is losing that human touch and feedback, which is really important for learning.
Now let's take a look at South Korea. They've taken AI in education to the next level. Some schools already have AI tutors that adapt lessons to each student's pace. So if you're struggling with math, the AI slows down and gives you more practice. If you're excelling, it pushes you ahead faster.
That sounds pretty cool. Personalized learning at scale is something teachers wish they could do, but with 30 students in the classroom, it's nearly impossible.
Honestly, I'd like that. Sometimes I feel like classes move too fast or too slow for me. If AI could adjust to my level, that would make learning less stressful.
Yeah, but here's the downside. If you're always learning alone with AI, what happens to teamwork? Part of school is learning how to collaborate, discuss, and solve problems with other people.
Exactly, and that's one of the criticisms. In South Korea, people are worried that AI tutors can make education too individualized. Students get great results on tests, but maybe lose out on building social and communication skills.
And another risk may be over-reliance. If you always have an AI tutor giving you the answers or guiding you, do you still learn how to figure things out on your own?
So the benefit here is personalization. Students can learn at their own pace. But the risk is that they might miss the human side of education, teamwork, discussion, and critical thinking.
So, two case studies. The UK focuses on saving teacher time, and South Korea focuses on personalizing learning. Both show the potential of AI, but also the risk if we don't use it wisely.
I think the key is balance. AI should help teachers and students, but not replace the human part of learning.
Yeah, like AI can give feedback or extra practice, but we still need real conversations, group projects, and teachers who understand us.
That's a lovely lesson. AI is a tool, not a teacher. If we use it right, it can make education better. If we use it wrong, it might make us reliant on machines instead of developing our own skills.
And that can connect back to our theme, how to not become dumber while AI becomes smarter. We need to use AI to think more, not less.
Exactly, and that's a challenge for all of us, students, teachers, and even policymakers. Use AI to boost learning, but never let it replace the creativity, critical thinking, and teamwork that make us truly human. To end this first segment, I have a question to ask you all, and here it is. If AI can do so much of the work, how do you make sure it doesn't do all the work?
Yep, thank you, Mr. Jason, for the question. I think AI can do a lot, but it shouldn't do everything, of course. I see it as a co-pilot. It handles the heavy lifting while we steer the direction. AI can generate, but only humans bring purpose, creativity, and authenticity. The balance comes from letting AI support us without replacing what makes our work uniquely us, humans.
We can always tweak the prompts in order to adjust how the AI responds and make it sure that our work is still personalized and still something that we do as a person rather than just letting the AI think for us.
If AI can do so much of the work, how do we make sure it doesn't do all the work? If AI did all the work, then what would be the point of me being here? I would just be the person in the middle, just a person who would click and paste. I still have to add my thoughts, mistakes, and style it so it sounds like me. Otherwise, it's just AI going to school instead of me, which is pretty weird.
I think that even if AI can do a lot of the work and can help automate a process, it's still very prone to making mistakes right now, such as hallucinating or maybe using an inefficient way to solve a problem. Thus, AI will still require humans to guide it or brush it up on what it makes. This is why I think AI is best used as a tool to help humans instead of just taking over their jobs or functions.
Wow, thank you so much, guys. That was a great discussion on AI and just the idea of how we're seeing it being used in other places. We can learn from their mistakes. We can also learn from their best practices. So some good stuff to think about. We'll be right back after this short PSA.
A huge thank you to everyone who joined us at the Amplify Your Voice Students Incorporated event to promote our Season 4 kickoff. It was more than just an event. It was a space where ideas, creativity, and connections came alive. We saw firsthand how marketing isn't just about promotion, but about community building and telling stories that matter. The energy, the conversations, and the takeaways from the event will definitely carry forward into the projects we create and the voices we amplify on this podcast. Here's to keeping that momentum going, and please tune in to listen to future episodes.
And we are back with our second part, and we still have James, Esther, VJ, and Highlight in the studio to continue this conversation. Let's dive deeper. We just briefly discussed two case studies from the UK and South Korea, but now let's step back and consider the bigger picture. How is AI changing learning for students and teachers? So my first question is this: in what ways can AI improve learning outcomes for students? Meaning the students have to prove they're actually learning.
One way it can aid us is through creativity and brainstorming, or simply creating ideas. AI can give thoughts and perspectives that students might never think of on their own. It's just like having a second point of view with you. Starting with your own ideas, AI can shift it into something new. That back and forth can improve learning outcomes.
Exactly. Instead of replacing your work, AI can stretch your thinking and challenge you to consider different approaches.
I like that, but I think the key is balance. If you rely only on AI, you might lose your own voice. But if you use it as a brainstorming partner, it can push you to explore more creative answers.
Those are great points. So if AI can help improve outcomes, then my second question is this: how might AI affect the role of teachers in the classroom? VJ, what do you think?
AI definitely affects teachers' roles. On one hand, it can make things more convenient. Students can use it to answer simple questions, and teachers can save time on repetitive tasks.
But there is also a downside. If students copy directly from AI, we can risk plagiarism, or worse, spreading misinformation if nobody fact-checks the responses.
Exactly. The amount of times AI can be wrong is insane. Though, teachers might become less relevant in delivering answers, and more about guiding students, fact-checking, and helping us think critically.
That leads us to something tricky. What happens when AI is used not just to help, but to watch? So my third question is this: what are the risks of using AI to monitor student behavior or performance? Highlight, what do you think?
Yes, so I think, honestly, I'd feel uncomfortable if AI were tracking everything I did. It could misread situations or make students feel like they're constantly being watched.
Yeah, and it could create pressure. Like, we're just data points instead of real people. Plus, if the AI makes mistakes, it could unfairly label students.
Monitoring tools might help spot trends, but they can't replace teachers knowing their students as people.
So that raises a bigger question. Should there be limits on AI in education? This is my fourth question, actually. Should there be limits on how AI is used in education? Why or why not? James, what do you think?
Of course, if there aren't any limits, students could just copy AI answers and skip the critical thinking. Or any thinking at all, actually.
We don't want AI to take away skills like problem solving, communication, or creativity. Those things are students need in life, not just in school.
Exactly, Esther. AI should give ideas, but humans still need to do the hard thinking. Otherwise, we're just outsourcing our own brains.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So if there are limits, how do we strike the right balance? This brings me to my fifth question, which is, how can education balance the benefits of AI with the need for human interaction? Vijay, you have this one.
I think teachers could use AI for practice drills or creating lesson plans, but they should still lead the lessons themselves.
And they should focus on personal feedback and relationships, the things that AI cannot do.
That way, AI handles the routine stuff, while teachers handle the real human connection.
It's not AI versus teachers. It's teachers using AI as tools, while being the heart of the classroom.
And this ties into our last question, which is, how does AI impact student motivation and engagement? You each can take a turn on this one. James, go ahead and go first.
Well, it can help. AI can simplify complex topics and make learning more accessible to the user.
And with personalized learning plans, students can move at their own pace, which keeps them more engaged.
But again, it really depends on how we use it. If it just gives you answers, that's not motivating. But if it challenges you, then it's exciting.
Yeah, AI should be like a coach, supporting you, but not playing the game for you.
Well, those are great insights, everyone. Thank you so much. It sounds like AI can make learning more creative, convenient, and personalized, but it has to be used carefully. Teachers are essential because education is more than information. It's about connection, guidance, and growth. It's about the relationships that students have with their teachers, mentors, and coaches. It's not just about theory or information or a test score. AI, no matter how smart, will never be able to have a real human-to-human connection like human teachers have with human students. We've talked about how AI can boost learning, but it's up to us to use it wisely. AI is getting smarter, but that doesn't mean we should get dumber. By using AI as a tool, not a crutch, we can stay sharp, think critically, and keep learning how to stay human. As we end this episode, let's not replace the human side of education, but let's also embrace the wonderful new tools and advancements that artificial intelligence is giving us. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we're signing off. Until next time, we're Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.